A man we shall call Roger underwent major surgery after several years of blindness. The operation was a success, at least to the extent that now he could see with the help of heavy lenses. And then when he arrived home from the hospital, he immediately set out to fulfill a longtime ambition, just to be able to walk, stroll alone, quietly through his neighborhood. But after walking for just a few minutes, he rushed back to the house, and he threw himself down on the bed and buried his head in the pillow. His concerned wife asked what had gone wrong, and he replied, "I could not take any more. The light hurt my eyes, but it wasn't that so much as the beauty I was able to see again. There was so much beauty out there that I was not able to take it all in a single dose. Human forms, the faces of children, the faces of old people, wise with the experience of many years, and all the lovely flowers and trees and sky and clouds. I could not stand anymore. I simply could no longer absorb all of that light and beauty." Something comparable to that experience is what happens to us when we begin to discover the light, the beauty, and the inspiration that comes to us through prayer as we ponder and search the mystery of God found in Holy Scripture. As we ponder the holy writings, there is so much to absorb, to grasp, to try to take it all in, to begin to understand that our Lord God, the creator of the universe, from the very beginning of time, has been present everywhere to all peoples and to Christ's Spirit. That's what Paul just said in the reading. To know that the Christ Spirit is present in the very heart of all nature, in all of its beauty, to recognize that the same Christ Spirit has been working for thousands of years through Abraham and Moses and all the prophets and all of the great spiritual leaders of all the ages. And to know that now the same God through Jesus is confirming our humanity. Our humanity with all of its fears and hurts, its hopes and dreams, its temptations and failures. And to know that our God is saying to us through Jesus, "That is good. You will find eventually what you are looking for, your wholeness, your completion, in and through your humanity." How long it does take even to begin to grasp that kind of mystery. We look at Jesus in the Scripture, and we see in him the light at its very brightest. We see the goodness of God focused in this Christ Spirit who became one of us in order to tell us how much the Father loves us, and we again are overwhelmed. We join John the Baptist this morning crying out, "Behold, look, there is the Lamb of God. There is the Lamb of God who heals, comforts, strengthens us, and takes away the sins of the world and the sins that we know are hidden in our heart." And yet that is only the beginning. The next step toward a wider, fuller experience of the tremendous mystery of Christ. It carries us beyond just the talking stage. What we need to do now is to become aware of this reality of the Christ Spirit in our life in a more intimate way, to recognize the cosmic Christ, Christ's Spirit, present to all peoples in all ages from the very beginning of time, as Paul said, God shows no partiality. This Christ is embodied in Jesus. This Christ, this cosmic Christ, is present in you and in me, in all of us. This Christ dwells in you right now, at this very moment. The Christ dwells in you. He finds a dwelling place in our heart. The song we just learned today. It means that your hope of glory is not that someday you will be able to find a way to live serenely without problems. Not that someday you will write books or invent machines and become famous. Not that someday you will win a big lottery and become wealthy. The hope of glory that you and I look for is that we will gradually be able to experience, embrace, grasp this mystery of the living Christ within our heart. To learn how to make it possible through prayer and reflection, reading, to get in touch with this mystery. Through reflection and prayer, no matter where it is or how it is or what time it might be during the week, to allow this Christ Spirit that is with you not only here at the Eucharist, but all of the time, to allow that Spirit to be released so completely that it is able to permeate your entire being, your mind, your emotions, your body, your soul. And what needs to be done is to let this Christ Spirit become more and more the very center, the foundation, the source of that healing power and light that is available in our life. To allow this Christ Spirit that we carry about within us to shape our life from within. From within. From within the dwelling place the Lord has found in our heart. So that the Christ Spirit can develop us into the kind of complete person we wish to be. By prayer, by reflection, we begin to experience, to feel, and then respond to this real living presence of the Lord in our heart. That experience of the indwelling Christ within us inevitably evokes a certain response from each of us as we move into the next stage and begin to recognize how very deep the mystery of prayer truly is. It means that we are in mystery. The mystery of prayer is like the awesome mystery of God. The full depth of the mystery of prayer is beyond our ability to penetrate. Just as the experience of God's presence in our heart does not really unravel the mystery of God, so also, just as the mystery of God draws us more and more deeply into Himself, the more we pray, the more deeply we are drawn into the mystery of prayer. These are mysteries. The more we taste them, touch them, experience them, the deeper we are invited into them, drawn into them. It is always the Spirit who does the inviting, who does the work. All we do is cooperate by taking a little time and opportunity to do it. Communicating with God, that is what prayer is. Every single sincere prayer always will provide us with a new clue, a fresh insight. And the more we learn, the more we realize that God does work in mysterious ways in our lives. As Paul insists, the depth of the riches and the knowledge and the wisdom of God, how unsearchable his judgments, how inscrutable his ways in our life. In the Gospel of Luke, Luke is very careful to point out that at the Jordan River, at the moment of baptism, Jesus was praying. He was in the act of prayer. He was opening up his heart to the Father through the mystery of prayer. Remember, Jesus prayed to the Father, as we do, in the Spirit. It was then that Jesus heard the words, "Thou art my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased." Those words are said over us too, at our baptism, in our times of prayer. And through the Gospels we discover that the heart of every prayer that Jesus uttered was always a commitment to seek and to follow the will of the Father. When the apostles asked him how to pray, he said, "Ah, thy will be done." Today, we pray that Jesus will teach us to pray in the Spirit, to lead us deeper and deeper into the mystery, that we too will have the strength to follow his will.